Here's a thought I'll title, A Box with One of Ones. I recently ran across a box, long-lost box, of prints from 1989 I'd almost forgotten about. To be specific, I remembered the project, but had forgotten the images. And looking through the images, I fell in love with them all over again. In 1988, my one and only camera was an Arca Swiss 2.25, 3.25 view camera, and I got the idea of having a custom adapter made for it by a machinist so that I could shoot Polaroid 3.25, 4.25 positive negative film. So I had him build this adapter, which worked perfectly, and I started playing around with Polaroid materials. And back then, you could buy two different kinds of film packs. You could buy positive negative that would give you a negative and a print, or a different kind of film that had just a print but no negative. I started playing around with both of them. And obviously, when you're shooting Polaroid print material, you're creating a one-of-one. And I got fascinated by that idea. What if I could only use the techniques that were available in camera and made one-of-one print, period. That was it. So I set out to do a project. Most of the images ended up being relatively close botanical studies, rock studies, water studies, that kind of thing. There's a couple of grand landscapes, but mostly small and intimate subjects in a small and intimate print. And I took all those Polaroid prints, which I had used the little squishy thing on so they wouldn't fade, they would be archival, and I matted all these 3.25, 4.25 prints in 8x10 mat boards, labeled them Polaroid 1 of 1, and signed them with the date 1989. I have a box of them. I think I remember that I counted 27 of these little Polaroid prints. They're just beautiful little jewels. I love the Polaroid material. I like the way it reproduces black and whites. And it was all kinds of fun. Once I had this collection of images, I put them in a light impressions box and stored them in the bottom of the closet and sort of forgot about them. Like I say, I didn't forget the experience, but I forgot the individual images. And I ran across that box the other day and pulled it out and started looking at all of them. Damn, I really like the images. They're gorgeous little tiny jewels of simple landscape, very quiet. I would almost consider them sort of zen-like, if that wasn't such a pretentious way to talk about your prints. But I loved them then, and I'm now loving them all over again. But here's the question. What do I do with these one-of-one Polaroids? I've kept these little jewels secured and protected now for 37 years. And in that time, they've been perfectly invisible to all but a handful of close friends. And now that I've sort of rediscovered them, I'm wondering what I should do with them. Have they already fulfilled their purpose in that I photographed them, I matted them, numbered them, signed them, preserved them? Maybe that was their entire purpose. Maybe they've fulfilled their purpose now. So then do I just toss them in the landfill as compostable material? Do I jazz them up a little bit by securing some sort of clamshell box for them so that they can be considered a unified project? And who would I show them to? There's no galleries that are ever going to be interested in this. They're too small. And besides, I'm far too unknown for any gallery to want to sell my work. I suppose I could give them to my family members, but why would they want them? Besides, I've got boxes and boxes of prints that I'm handing down to them anyway as a part of my legacy, which I don't even know if they want them, but hopefully they do. But these 27 Polaroid one-of-ones seem somehow to be kind of special, kind of something I ought to do something with. Maybe I should put them on eBay and sell them as a lot, a box full of Polaroid prints. There's probably a reason not to do that that I haven't thought of, but what else am I going to do with this? Which, of course, opens the Pandora's box about What do we do with all of the work that we've created, that all of us have, that we've made and collected and stored and enjoyed and treasured and probably spent many a moment looking at them and enjoying the prints, not only the ones we made, but the ones we've collected from other photographers? What do we do with all those archives? And I guess this box of Polaroid one-offs is just a subset of that question. I'm stewing on it. And I suppose, like so many artists who are approaching their elder years, the question is, what do we do with them? And I, for one anyway, am open to suggestions.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.